Hey, Bobby Manning here, coming to you with a practice edition of the Garden Report with a quick injury update from both sides. Celtics entering the rematch against the Warriors, the second rematch this season of the last year's NBA Finals. With Jaylen Brown, I would assume. Went through a full practice today. Joe Mazzulla saying that he participated front to back. Once we got in there, we saw him on the floor going through some pick and roll drills with the assistant coaches, as he often likes to do. Making passes, shooting, looking unhindered in his movements, and even throwing down two big dunks at the end of a few of his rolls, two-hander as well as a one-hander throwing it back. So I didn't see any reason Jaylen Brown wouldn't be able to go tomorrow. He spoke quickly after his session and said that he's going to give it a go. Joe Mazzulla was saying that he wasn't certain of Brown's status, but I think from everything we saw here today, Brown will return from three games out with adductor tightness. He felt after that win over the Pelicans last week, where he scored 41 points. Brown averaging 27 over the last 2 months, going back to mid-November. He had been on absolute tear and shooting 50% efficient on high volume, getting downhill and playing off of Jason Tatum in this fast-paced offense, where he ranked in the top 10 among transition scorers in terms of efficiency to start his season. Even moved into number 5 on the total scoring list in the NBA last year. So it'll be a boost to get him back. Celtics won all 3 games without him. Nice to see Malcolm Brogdon moving into a more aggressive scoring role and fill in the points that they missed in terms of Brown being out. Jason Tatum playing well, of course, with his 51 last game as well. Celtics coming into this one, winners of 7 straight, 2 days off. Warriors will as well. With 2 days off, they are going to be with Klay Thompson, who missed last game with a knee injury. Jonathan Kuminga, who played great defense against Jason Tatum last game off the bench, looking doubtful with a foot injury. Jonathan Kuminga, who didn't factor in last game at all, still dealing with an ankle injury, did not scrimmage, as well as others who are going through the injury report out there. So Warriors regular is going to be good to go. They practiced in Washington this afternoon. Going to fly up to Boston tonight after a White House visit, celebrating the championship, fittingly, this week. So it'll be a big game between these two, fully loaded. Last game, Robert Williams and Al Horford didn't play. The Warriors missed an Andrew Wiggins when these two teams met out in San Francisco. An emphatic win for the Warriors. A statement win, and they've been great at home this year, but abysmal on the road. Worst defense in the league on the road. Only 4 wins, I believe, coming into this one. So Celtics should have the upper hand with health, with Brown back in the lineup, and with some urgency to score a win against this team that they've had quite a bit of trouble scoring against. As I said in our article at clnsmedia.com yesterday, which you should check out, on the offense, on the spacing around Jason Tatum, the way they played against the Nets with two bigs in the paint, Ben Simmons, Nick Claxton holding them off from there, I think was a good warm-up for the Warriors' defense in the way that they try to take away the paint away from Tatum and Brown, force turnovers, force jump shots, and stagnancy offensively that didn't look like the Celtics' offense that we've seen for much of this year. We'll have coverage, shoot around tomorrow. We'll see you talks on both sides. Warriors should hold a session over at the Garden. We'll be there. CLNS Media, Celtics All Access. We're brought to you by HelloFresh. Go over to HelloFresh.com/Garden21 for 21 free meals, free shipping. You can customize it. You can get different themes. And it all comes fresh to your door, on ice, in boxes, the way you want it every week. 21 free meals, free shipping when you go to HelloFresh.com/Garden21. Rocket Money. RocketMoney.com/garden is going to get you their app, which could save you hundreds on unused subscriptions, get you savings on subscriptions you already have, or alert you to ones that you don't know you had. Great app, shows you what you have coming in and out of your accounts each month, and will help you save money for other great products like Athletic Greens. AthleticGreens.com/garden is going to get you 5 free travel packs with their vitamins, minerals, adaptogens, probiotics, and more, as well as a year's supply of immune-boosting vitamin D. That's athleticgreens.com/garden. I'm Bobby Manning from Celtics practice. We'll talk about Jakob Poeltl, those rumors, in our next video here.